This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
If you spent any time on social media lately, you'll know the way brands connect with people is fast changing. It's less about polished ads and more about real and relatable content. And that is where today's guest comes in. I'm joined by Clodagh Henderson, content creator and founder of Nua Digital, a new Irish business offering content creation and digital marketing services. Clodagh's right at the centre of this shift towards creator-led content and user-generated content, helping brands show up online in a way that feels authentic. Clodagh, you're very welcome to Trade Secrets on iRadio's group chat. First of all, tell us a little bit about Nua Digital. What made you decide to launch your own business?
Nua Digital is a creator-led digital marketing agency. And what I mean by that is that there's obviously a lot of digital marketing agencies out there. But with my kind of take on it, I was already a content creator and I was a social media content creator. And I built a following and I'd work with brands and things. And I also had done my degree, my master's in digital marketing. So Nua Digital is a combination of the both. So I have, it's basically a marketing agency that has insight of the creator side of things and also the marketing side of things combined. So with a fresh, innovative insight. And I kind of wanted to do this for such a long time. I was freelancing for a while. I graduated in 2024 from my master's and I was doing a bit of freelancing in Kilkenny, just kind of on the side when I was like working in marketing with Kilkenny Design. And I moved off then to Vancouver and started freelancing like full time over there with like Irish businesses and stuff. And I was kind of like, oh, like if I can make this work like halfway across the world, like I have to come home and just set it up here. And like it's something I've done for so long now that it was just kind of like the natural next step. So that was kind of why I set it up.
The content creation that you have done yourself, as you touched on there, like that, as your own side hustle, if you like. Tell me about how that experience has shaped the way you're now approaching working with businesses.
Yeah, so obviously like being a creator, you're working on like the flip side of things. So you're dealing with the brands and you're creating the content and you're seeing the briefs and like the goals they want to reach. And like, I love that and I still do that to this day. But I also think it gave me such a good insight into like what businesses need and like what audiences and communities actually engage with. Like, you know, from when I'm like posting videos online, I can like tell like what's going to like get views, like how people are going to react, what are they going to engage with. And I also like just having that real life experience behind the digital marketing agency and flipping that around and working and giving that knowledge and insights into like brands and how to make their content do the same thing. It just felt like a really natural approach to when I was studying marketing and going into this industry. Yeah,
it felt like the natural next step for you. And when you're with businesses now as well, I'm sure a phrase that you would use a lot would be like creator-led content, that whole phrase. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that actually mean? Because I know we hear about it a lot, but I don't know, do people who don't work in the creative media industry kind of understand it?
Yeah.
And what, you know, and what can it do for businesses that are traditionally just used to the regular types of advertising?
Yeah. So I haven't actually heard of the term before, as in like from a marketing agency side of things. Like I never heard, and this is why I wanted to launch Nua, because I'd never heard of like a creator like led out digital marketing agency. And I felt like it was a gap in the market, because obviously you have your traditional digital marketing agencies, like you know, so many amazing ones out there, and like, but not everyone would have studied marketing and like had the real life experience I have as a social media content creator behind them. And I just thought it would be such a missing opportunity if I didn't go for it. And it was just really like inspiring to go for it after doing it for so long. But basically, like in my positioning, like creator-led marketing would just essentially be having the knowledge and the insight behind social media content creation specifically. Like I offer different types of services through Nua, but creator-led content and social media and strategy, it kind of just is having that like insider knowledge on what businesses want their audiences and communities to like, you know, interact with them with and build this like cult following. So having the experience from a personal brand behind that, it helps me build, help businesses create the same thing.
Kind of to mirror that feeling across things. Yeah. That, you know, it's definitely a new phenomenon to have a creator-led approach to things like this. It's normally big teams of people and things like that.
Yeah.
Do you think that people are more likely to trust content that feels like it's coming from a real person rather than a brand name or a big group company?
Yeah, and like I guess like when I'm working with clients, and like I really feel like as well, and I'll openly say, having my personal brand online before launching Nua, it really, really helped me in like, you know, getting out there straight away. Like people were seeing Nua straight away, and like it really helped from a business perspective to have my own personal brand. But I do feel like when I do go for client meetings and like discovery meetings and like onboarding, when people can see that, you know, it's almost like they followed me already and seen me online, it's like they feel like they can trust me, which is great. And then like they already seen like the proof is there that I've built this as well for myself and have my education behind me. And, you know, even with I work with Valley of Roses in Kilkenny, like we've done amazing work on TikTok especially, and you know, building that following and things, it's really helped in like them trusting my vision. And it's a lot more like personal, and like I'd love to grow a team down the line of people like me to keep Nua as that creator led approach, because I feel like it is such a unique kind of twist on what's already out there. Yeah, definitely.
For sure. And I know as well, people are glued to their phones all the time now. Social media yeah. is where it's at when it comes to advertising. What content in particular on TikTok and Instagram is doing well at the minute?
Oh, definitely like employee generated content. Like I love it. Like I love the Bound Apparel girls. Like I'm just like, it's not even for them just about selling tracksuits. It's like, I'm just so invested in like the girls in the office and like what they're up to and everything like that. And like the funny content, not as much branded content. Like for me personally, like I just love looking at like brands show off things as a lifestyle. So that real life vibe behind a business, like I just love that.
It can understandably perform very well when you get to see the people behind the brand. I know even like ourselves, if you're on our own social media, you'll see a lot of yeah. us jigacting around the place.
Yeah, I had a look. Yeah, I really like it.
It can be a big part of it. And it's obviously a big trend for everywhere at the minute. But I know there could be people listening to you this evening that could be interested in working in a space like this, whether it's content creation or the marketing field or marrying both of them together, kind of like you have done. Yeah. What advice would you give someone who wants to become a freelance social media manager per se?
Yeah, like there's honestly so much, and like it's changing so much for like in a good way in like recent years. I would definitely say like in 2026, I feel like people are so much more open and accepting now to people becoming content creators. Like when I started, like the mick was taken out of me like all the time. It was COVID, everyone was bored, it was really hard to push through. But I do think now it's a lot more open, and I do think if someone was to just pick up their phone and just like start talking to the camera and building that personal brand, I just think it really helps, because a lot of this work, and people might say it, like it's a lot of word of mouth. It's extremely word of mouth, and not everyone will say that, but it is. And when you have already like a foundation there as a person and a personality online, like people will come to you and like they'll spread the word. So I definitely think just a personal brand, absolutely. And of course, if this is something you're interested in, my master's degree was amazing, like so helpful to have going into this. So I would definitely get some sort of education. It doesn't even have to be like a master's degree. It can be like, you know, even going on to Google Skills Shop and doing the little courses there. They were so helpful. We did them in college, and I even got corporate experience as well. I did nearly a year with Kilkenny Design, and it definitely wasn't an overnight success at all. It was a build up of years and years of work. So yeah, I think they'd be my top three things. Just personal brand, take advantage of like any education you can get out there, and maybe even some corporate experience before you go out on your own.
Experience in any field is so important for jobs yeah, in media, like to kind of get stuck in and see how you get on. You mentioned there are people in the beginning nearly taking the mick out of you in yeah. the content creation field. That's a common thing for a lot of content creators that they deal with. There is this illusion that it's, you know, not a real job and all yeah. of that that goes along with it. How do you deal with the criticism and the negativity you likely can face when you're in an industry like you're in?
Yeah, like it was hard. Like, to be honest, I'm lucky enough at the minute I don't get much of it anymore. Like no one would kind of maybe laugh at me. Maybe they do, I don't know. But I mean, when I first started, it was like plain in my face. And like, I think as well, my friends were so supportive. They were like, Clodagh, just ignore them. They are so bored. You know, they're obviously missing something in themselves that they can see in you, or they just, maybe people just don't like what you're doing, and that's okay. Not everything has to be a jealousy thing. People, some people genuinely mightn't have just liked what I was doing, and that's fine. Like, so I think just having like thick skin and like, you know, be true to yourself and like, just think down the line that this can actually, like, just don't let other people dictate what you want to do with your life, kind of a thing. And just try to put behind you. If I get mean comments, I just delete them. I don't really like entertaining them. I just delete them. It doesn't make me feel good about myself. And luckily, it's not often, but I think just tunnel vision and just putting yourself and your needs and wants first.
Equipment-wise, do people need specific equipment to start off on a content creation journey, or can they do it just with the phone?
Yeah, like, to be honest, like, just with the phone, like, just have like a decent phone that has a good camera. And I have the little, like, they're called newer lights from Amazon. I think they're like €40, but the LED lights, and they're so bright, and it really helps for you know, if you're like filming in dark or anything like that. You know, a tripod never goes astray. Sometimes I was using my Easter eggs box as a tripod there the other day because I couldn't find it. So you honestly don't need much. No, if you want to go down into content creation on TikTok, you don't need much. But obviously, if you're working with brands and stuff, like, you need to have like your lights and, like, you know, even I have a camera there I use sometimes, but mostly iPhone, mostly. Yeah.
If people want to find you or your work with Nua Digital, where can they go online right now?
So my website is nuadigital.ie, and that has like all the work I've done so far with businesses. So that's everything on there. You can find me on Instagram at nuadigital. And then if you want to look at my personal branding, it's just my name, Clodagh Henderson, on Instagram and TikTok. And I have documented everything since like college court days in UL. So keep scrolling and you'll see how I ended up where I am.
Well, Clodagh, I really appreciate you chatting with me on Trade Secrets on iRadio's group chat this evening. Absolutely. Wishing you all the best, and I'm sure we will catch up again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.